Well, you know, our capacity is highly limited without active collaboration with international development partners. So we felt this award came at the right time.
We understand you have been involved in helping to free the Chibok girls from Boko Haram. Could you tell us about that?
Yes, what happened actually that I was when I'm a trained mediator, and when it happens that the government, President Muhammadu Buhari, when he came to the level of the United Nations to say, I want to negotiate with Boko Haram. So from there, then there is the opening. That was when we got the mandate to see that we mediate on this project, because the activities of the Boko Haram have been outlawed from the UN level to down to Nigeria. But with such a mandate at the level of the United Nations coming down from the president, then we got an opening, what we call it, the entry point for us to start mediation on the process. And that was how we were able to get the Chibok girls out.
Regarding the Chibok girls, what was the most emotional moment?
Well, the emotional moment has been when I received about 82 of them at the same time. You know, the first 21 is sort of a building confidence within the ranks. But now, when I got these 82 of them being released to me, I think that is the highest point I ever had in my life, saying I have secured 82 or saved 82 lives.
How can education help in preventing conflict-related and gender-based violence?
So education has always been one of the lower-level approach to conflict resolution and to have a sort of harmonious understanding. So what we leverage was, we always take children as being children, not minding the tendency they belong to, whether of the Boko Haram or whether or whatever. All what we know is that they are sort of an empty vessel. If you fill it with good substance, so be it, and they will grow as good. Nobody has the tendency of violence in him. It is the process that makes him to know how balanced are, because that is what makes some of children, you can see, of 12 years coming for suicide bombing, because they are not given the positive moral value of the society. So if we can, in our own case, we failed, we are going to give them, and we take them as children, not minding where they hail from or how they are. We see them as ours. Because at first of commitment to these sort of things, all my biological children are part of the school. And I have to say, you can find one of the best children in that part of this. And when you talk of gender, our school is the highest in terms of girls. More than half of my own pupils in the schools are girls. And this is the only school you can find with such a number. Because one, the whole process is boiled down to women at first. Because we are talking of widows. We don't talk of widows. We only talk of widows. So this is where you have more girls being brought forward. Because we put a sort of an association for women, widows of that future progress. And this is what we liberate to get the most of the girls, because there is a sheer resistance to girls' child education in that part of the country. So with that, we liberate to get highest numbers of girls' child.
Thank you very much, Mr. Zanna. Is there anything further you think audience should know?
Well, what the audience I know is that there is a huge humanitarian concern in that part of the country. Because let me give you an instance. There are children who are at the age bracket of 3 to 5 who do not even know their second name. We need to take these children off and give them positive moral value of the society. And if you look at the problems of the girl side in that case, a girl of 12 years, for that matter, not only being wife, but is a mother and now a widow. So what sort of approach do you have to do? So without the international development partners coming in, no synergy, no capacity in that part of the country that can handle this sort of situation. That is why I'm calling on the international community to come in and help in that matter.